This is Bird Note. Mockingbirds sing a lot. They're masters of mimicry, and they're also prone to ramble on and on. Sometimes they even sing at night. If you're the sort of person who dislikes silence, the mockingbird's the bird for you. Which is partly why Thomas Jefferson kept pet northern mockingbirds in his house, especially in his office and sleeping quarters. He liked the singing, sure, but he hated silence, so a chatty bird was an ideal companion. While he was president in the early 1800s, Jefferson would often go to work in his office, where his pet mockingbird would perch on his shoulder. Dick, the mockingbird, would take morsels of food from his master's lips. When Jefferson would head upstairs to take a nap, Dick hopped up after him and sang from atop the couch. He would even sing along when Jefferson played the violin. A most loyal companion. Of course, keeping native birds as pets is illegal in the U.S. today, thanks in part to the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918. But if you live near mockingbirds, you don't need to bring one in the house. Just open your windows and listen. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.